It's a very important moment because I am here. I'm the Archbishop of Canberra, the capital of Australia, and I'm here with a group of pilgrims who have come for the canonisation of the first ever Australian saint. So we are making a pilgrimage in Rome in the footsteps of the saint. Her name is St. Mary of the Cross, or St. Mary MacKillop, as she's sometimes known. And she was in Rome in 1873 and 1874, seeking the Pope's approval of the rule for her new institute in a time of great difficulty for her and her institute. So we are following her footsteps here in Rome. And one of the things she did was meet the Pope twice. Pope Pius IX, she met twice. And here today we come as pilgrims to meet Pope Benedict XVI, not as close as she met Pope Pius IX, because she met him in the years before mass travel. Now there will be a great crowd at the general audience, but nonetheless we come like Mary as groups, as pilgrims, seeking to express our communion with the Holy Father in what is a very historic moment in the life of Australia. I think it represents a new stage of maturity in the Church of Australia, because Mary MacKillop has long been recognised among us as a great gift that God has given us. But now, with her canonisation in the Universal Church, she becomes a gift that the Australian Church gives to the Universal Church. And that's a sign that we have reached a new stage of maturity after a little more than 200 years. We can give the gift of this new saint to the Church in every place and in every time.